Discover a story that's been distilling for decades. Back in 1935, fueled by more passion than experience, the five Shapira brothers filled the first whiskey barrels of Heaven Hill Distillery. Today, their legacy is kept alive with Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond, now available nationwide. Yes, you finally have access to this previously limited premium bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond is aged for 7 years, which is 3 years beyond what is required by the Bottle and Bond Act of 1897. Because Bottle and Bond rules also require that the spirit comes from a single distillation season, the number of barrels that can be used for each batch is limited. Heaven Hill Distillery is extremely selective and diligent when crafting this bourbon, taking the time to wait until just the right barrels have aged to the point of perfection. Available nationwide, look for Heaven Hill Bottle and Bond at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes...
And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2. From Seven Seals, we have the Seven Seals Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, and the Seven Seals Peated Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. From Sangam, we have their World Malt Whiskey. We have a Cavalon Vino Barrique and Unholy Alliance Special Barrel. And we have Lagavulin 16-year Single Malt Whiskey. I mean, I love Lagavulin anyway, but this is just, it's a standard. This is one that no matter what mood I'm in, if I grab this one, I know I'm always going to be happy. Woo!
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, hello. Yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Nope, not even close anymore. Bob Newhart's back. You can call me Daryl.
Really?
Daryl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Daryl, or his brother Daryl?
Yeah.
His other brother Daryl.
Right. Ah.
Damn, we just lost our slot.
We were so close. He's like 100. Does he really need it? Oh, come on, man. Bob, give us a break, man.
Suzanne Pleshette is immortal.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
I only showed up because you promised me scotch.
That's why you're here.
I mean, I said I had laryngitis, but I said scotch, okay, I'm in.
Peaty, heavy peaty scotch. It's your favorite kind.
Yes. My favorite.
And good old boy Harm.
Boy, thanks for having me, Bob. This is a good day to be in the basement. I really enjoyed the whiskeys today.
See, that's why I have him, because, you know.
I often lie to you, Bob, but not today. Not today.
So, when whiskey comes in for the show, I send everybody out emails, but when certain whiskeys come in, I just send it to him.
Yeah, that's right. This show made my day. It's perfect.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mine too.
And go to boy Justin.
Usually I have coffee morning and whiskey nights, but I have coffee morning and whiskey morning, so it's a good morning.
Yeah. This is the best way to start a morning. It's Super Bowl weekend, so it's a super way to start a super Sunday.
Taylor Swift, I hear he's fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going there. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, the Oran Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2. From Seven Seals, we have the Seven Seals Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey, and the Seven Seals Peated Port Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. From Sangam, we have their World Malt Whiskey. We have a Cavalon Vino Barrique and Unholy Alliance Special Barrel. And we have Lagavulin 16-Year Single Malt Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against my better judgment.
Today, we found Psy from South Korea.
There is no reason for Psy to be here, but go ahead.
Well, we are drinking Sangam style.
Sangam?
We're going to Whoopum Gangnam Sangam style, but we're Hindi. Drinking Sangam.
God, you guys are killing me.
One sip.
Don't worry, your mom doesn't listen to this show.
No, she doesn't.
You know why? You're on it.
I'm on it, yeah. Because I dropped out of med school. Everything after that is, I'm dead to her.
Well, then you could be Maury, so you would end up in the same place.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Why worry? Except he's sick and you're not.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Sip ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Gangnam style.
Water.
He's really raging for this.
I don't. If you just say Gangnam style, yeah. I don't think that really works.
Couldn't he do it in an Elmer Fudd voice and just say Gangnam? Yeah. Hey, it's two sips and it's very, very good. That's Gangnam style.
Two sips, nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
There you go. Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another. Gangnam style.
That's Don Pardo, I'm pretty sure.
In my head, it was like an anime Japanese dude, you know, trying to be really macho.
Oh, you know what he could be? What's his name? Ted from The Love Boat, you know, that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Ted from The Love Boat.
He was the guy who was Marcy's second husband on Married with Children. The good-looking guy was like a Ken doll. Every time he goes on a show, that's when the show ends.
Every guy from LA over 50?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've been there.
Five sips. Whoop'em. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I didn't buy any of it.
No.
No.
No. I'm pretty sure that,
Canceled again.
Let's just.
I'm the best at being the worst at impressions.
Why don't we move on and just pretend none of this ever happened? Let's just all agree that none of this ever happened and talk
about
whiskey.
The whiskeys. Forget about the ratings.
All right, Brent. So tell us about our first whiskey.
Okay. So this is, we're going to talk about the Oran Company. It's a blended Scotch whiskey is the newest creation from Perfect Fifth, an American independent Scotch whiskey bottler known for its rare, ultra-premium, single cask Scotch whiskeys.
I've never heard of them before, but I want more from now. After
oh
today.
No, I know them very. I've known of them for years.
Yeah. Are they in Florida?
That where I couldn't they, tell man? You. But
where are they? Bring me a representative.
They have some really good stuff.
Okay, cool. So, go ahead. Sorry.
So, Oran blended Scotch whiskey was blended by a whiskey expert, Jim Murray, author of the Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible.
Jim,
yeah, I mean that's a big name, you know.
About as big as you can get in the business.
Yeah. Jim Murray has long served as a behind-the-scenes blender for many distilleries worldwide. But his partnership with the Perfect Fifth is his first public foray into an official blending role with a company, allowing his 40 years of sensory experience as a whiskey taster, blender, and evaluator to shine in his new position. Murray designed Oran to be an old-school blend recognizable to whiskey lovers of the heyday of blended whiskey some 100 years ago. Oran, which means song in Gaelic, is a harmonious blend of the finest grains and single malts, unveiling layers of flavor much like the musical layers in a melody. A total of 11 different casks were used to make both blend number 1 and blend number 2. Some of the casks were split between both blends, but with differing ratios. Both blends are limited releases containing only 465 bottles each. So our first one is the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend number 1, 50% ABV, 100 proof. So blend number 1 is composed exclusively of ex-bourbon casks and is a blend of 50% single malt whiskeys and 50% single grain whiskeys.
It's a very high portion of single malt for a blended scotch.
Yeah,
very
high. That is high.
Yeah, your typical Johnny Walker is
20 to 30.
Yeah.
So the blend consists of 21-year-old single grain, 34-year-old single grain. That's up there. You know,
well, single grain actually needs time to age properly, so this is good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
So 18-year-old Pulteney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Miltendoff, and 13-year-old Tamnivoolin, 24-year-old Glen Grant, and 16-year-old Old Orkney whiskeys.
I love the pause you do before every name you pronounce, because you're thinking about it.
Yep.
I like that.
He wants to do it right.
He wants to do it right.
He's caring. That's my boy.
I told you I could probably not mispronounce too many of these names in this one.
Yeah, I like it.
You know? So the color of this one is really light. It's a straw color. Just like straw right off the field, you get that kind of color, light straw color to it. On the nose, you get a lot of fruits. You get, I'm just getting like a little fruit bomb. You know, I get some cherries. I get some peaches. Getting a little bit of a melon on it. It's nice. It's just light and refreshing kind of on your nose there.
It's very sunshiny.
Yeah. On the palate, it's a very, for me, it's a very forward palate. Reminded me of like a Mexican chocolate with a black pepper and raspberries.
I think that came after the water though.
Yeah, but you need, well, no, that came before the water. Yeah, but you need to add a little bit of water to this, and it really kind of expands the mouthfeel to it, because it was very front forward early on, and then when you added a couple drops of water, it really smoothed it all out. It was more covering your entire palate after that. You know, it needed a couple drops of water. Finish, I kind of think the finish was a little bit short for me, and that was the only kind of downside I had to it. What do you think there, Harm?
I agree with you pretty much around the board. I mean, the thing to me, at first, it's a light smoke. I get that right away. And the candied fruit comes out underneath. You mentioned cherries. I like their white cherries. They're not like those dark red cherries. These are white cherries, like those Washington State ones. And then I got...
Washington State, I'm pretty
apples
sure.
Apples and pears.
You know.
Whatever, yeah. Elitist. Mm. Apples, pears.
Unlike you, we don't see color.
There's a little bit of cake batter, but cocoa is just a hint. And then when you put it on when you taste it, I found it was astringent. Like right at first, without any water, a little astringent, a little bit high in alcohol. Then it was juicy fruit, and then the pepper came out. We put water in it, and it exploded with cocoa.
Boom.
Just exploded. Like for me, the water really brought the cocoa before, because before I wasn't appreciating the chocolate as much as you did. Because it was just too astringent on my palate.
It was very front forward to me before we had the water. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was like nothing into the middle and the back of the palate, and I needed the water, and it just like
water
covers.
Made it oilier.
Oh yeah,
made the coat the whole palate.
The viscosity went way up.
Just a couple drops of water. Yeah. Nothing, nothing.
Chocolate raisins, and it was like kind of chewy. It was really nice. I enjoyed this,
Justin.
So for me, it was like. I was in the kitchen right after someone cleaned it with Fabuloso. And then I'm drinking Ghirardelli hot chocolate. And then I had some Raisin Bran. But I really liked it.
I liked it a lot.
It's just things that happen. It's not as chocolatey as a Ghirardelli hot chocolate.
Why drink the whiskey when you can just have a Fabuloso?
Well, sometimes I can't be in my kitchen.
First off, it's fabulous. And second off, it's purple. I mean,
yeah. You know. I'm not putting it down. I think it was very good.
Do they get Fabuloso in other states?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sure they do, but I mean, it's, you know, down here we have it because it's such a big Latin population.
Yeah.
You know.
Guy who cleans my house from Uruguay, so explains it.
That explains it. Well, we'll be back with Fabuloso. Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing blend number 1 from Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey. Justin was just rambling about cleaning products, so we're just going to pretend we didn't hear any of that. I really, this one on the nose for me, it's just bright. You know what it reminds me of? That brightness, like when we did Nika Days. Remember that? It was like sunshine in a glass.
Nika yeah. Days was totally sunshine yeah. in a glass, but it was more yeah. apple and pear.
Yeah.
But this is,
but
hot
this
chocolate
is the same thing. It's very bright yeah. on the nose. Very sunshiny.
It's still there. Yeah, you're right. You're yeah, absolutely right.
Very bright, very welcoming on the nose. And this is one, and we preach this on the show all the time, folks. Have water around when you're drinking whiskey. A lot of whiskey benefits from water. Some, it doesn't make any difference. A very some small amount, it will wash out. But try it. Definitely try it. And on this one, when I tasted it, I'm like, it's pretty good whiskey. But once I put that water in, it turned into basically abuelita, you know, the Mexican grandmother hot chocolate. I mean, it was fantastic.
But the fruit is still there. It's not just all chocolate. Mm-hmm. We keep emphasizing the chocolate, but I still get the fruit. I think this is the whiskey
the
you would put
is
on the rocks.
The front. The fruit's in the front, but the whole back palate yeah, is yeah. the chocolate.
This yeah. is a whiskey you would put on the rocks, and it would oh, yeah. stand up to those rocks. It'd be really great.
Yeah. I mean, overall, a fantastic whiskey, and Jim Murray's the blender. I mean,
check your roll.
Yeah. The guy knows what he's doing. I mean, I trust, if there's anybody's palate in the whiskey industry that I trust his. So we're going to be rating the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 1, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2 is 50% ABV, 100 proof. Blend Number 2 distinguishes itself with the addition of sherried cask components. The blend consists of a 21-year-old single grain, a 34-year-old single grain, an 18-year-old Old Putney, two different casks of 12-year-old Ardmore, 12-year-old Milton Duff, and 13-year-old Tom of Woolen. The 24-year-old Glen Grant and 12-year-old Speyside Malt with 16-year-old Orkney whiskeys. Now, they say Orkney whiskeys. There's only two distilleries on Orkney, Highland Park and Scapa.
Scapa.
Because who owns Highland Park? I'm guessing this is Scapa, right? Or no, that'll be Highland Park, right? It'll be Highland Park.
I think it's
they're
probably,
not naming yeah. them.
Tastes like Highland Park.
Yeah, it tastes like. Yeah, Scapa they would name because Scapa doesn't care. But Highland Park would make you pay.
I'm not familiar with Scapa, but.
Highland Park would make you pay. But anyway, so I'm guessing that. It's a beautiful reddish gold. Well, actually, the color has changed back to with the water I've had in this glass of sitting here. The redness has gone out. It's back to straw. The nose, sweet. Just sweet and like non-distripped fruits. And then a little grassy. Then I get very simple, soft smoke, but it's not, it's like a whisper, just a whisper of smoke. And then some beautiful vanilla and a little bit of cinnamon coming out. On the palate, it was all melon, honeydew melon and red pepper. Unless you try it again. Hasn't changed much. But what happened was we did add water to this whiskey. Increased the melon quite a bit, and the red pepper went to white pepper. It's more mellow. My problem was the finish is a little odd, or it was a little odd the first time I tasted it, and it ended a little bitter. That bitterness has gone away with air, but it didn't bring out the sherry that I was expecting. Bob, did you get that sherry?
I get a little bit more of it on the nose, not so much on the palate, but...
I mean, I expect, you know, candied fruit from sherry. I don't get it.
Here's the thing. I don't think he was shooting for a sherry bomb.
No,
I think he was
not.
Just shooting for that hint, and if that's what he was shooting for, I think he nailed it. You know, it's got a beautiful, see, the grassiness, that sweetness.
That could be any Highland. I don't get the sherry.
It's got a pretty, pretty nose, a little bit of vanilla on it. Just that sweet, sweet candied fruit. But on the
palate. It doesn't have to be in the nose. Sherry can be on the palate.
Mm-hmm. But on the palate, it's that beautiful melon, that honeydew, a little bit of cantaloupe for me. But with the water, that pepper, the white pepper really comes out. That creaminess that you get from white pepper that you don't get with black pepper or red pepper.
Yeah,
that,
it doesn't prickle.
Yeah, it's always got that sort of coating mouthfeel on white pepper, and that's what you're getting on this. It's a lovely whiskey. Absolutely
again,
lovely.
Nothing you've said to me says sherry.
Yeah. No.
Brant, what do you say?
Yeah, so on the nose... I kind of felt like I was like hanging out in a grass field over in Scotland, you know, overlooking the coast.
Fields,
you
know, of heather. Somewhere.
Yeah, and some
like,
are there.
Like Julie Andrews dancing in a field, you know?
Yeah, there was this girl I knew in college.
And, you know, and they get. And,
she still doesn't.
And every once in a while, you just get
not
this.
At all.
Yeah. And every once in a while, you just get this light whiff of smoke that just kind of like passes by that somebody's got a campfire going around. But it's not like it's so light that you just. It's like,
yeah,
you hardly
it's a whisper.
It.
It's just yeah,
yeah,
distance.
Yeah, just like
it's like the hints like, on your clothes, you know, yeah, after but, being near a fire. It's
yeah, you nailed it on the palate.
It's lovely.
I have fruit snack of honeydew with white pepper.
Yeah.
It's just, you nailed it right there. So, Justin?
So when I first started nosing this, I got like marshmallow and oak and white pepper. And then after about an hour, I got a lot of lemon pledge on the nose.
What and are then, you talking about?
That's what I got.
This guy is sniffing Fabuloso. So.
He's on a cleaning product
run
today.
You know what? I damn it, Justin, I want to agree with you. Why?
I just Why call I him the way you? I see him. It, even if it sounds ridiculous, it's what
There's
I taste
There's a little lemon pledge on the nose.
Yeah. I didn't get it in the beginning, but now I'm getting it. And on the palate, I got like marzipan and raisins. And
see, the raisin is a sherry note, but I still don't get it. You taste it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And on the finish, it was woody.
Just a little bit.
But okay. Then the wood went away after an hour. Now it's
just... It was
just,
too woody earlier. It's
well,
gone away.
I don't know if it was too woody, but it was woody. And now it's just like a normal scotch finish, like malt.
The raisiny bit malt I get in... Finish. I mean, if you get it and swirl it around your mouth, and get it on the tip of the tongue.
All right.
You know, it's,
I think,
it's not overpowering.
I think we could have used more sherry if you were going for a sherry bomb.
I know y'all think I spent too much time with cleaning products.
And that's the thing.
Maybe
I don't,
it's true.
I don't think he was going for a sherry bomb.
I think you like to follow your Uruguayan cleaning man.
Yeah.
Hey, he's very nice.
You're probably pretty creepy, Justin. You're probably pretty creepy.
Is it Agador Spartacus? I'm just saying.
He loved my dog. I love my dog. It's all good.
Yeah, we got a rating. We need to get away from Justin's cleaning products.
So we're going to rate... We're going to rate the Oren Blended Scotch Whiskey Blend Number 2, and extremely well deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Again, I didn't expect any less. It's Jim Murray. I mean,
yeah, it's
they're,
good.
They're both great.
I think you're being a little generous on this one, but that's yeah. me.
If you see it, grab it. So,
yeah.
Well, that takes us on to our next whiskeys. So we're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about them.
So we're going to talk about Seven Seals. It's a brand of whiskey from Switzerland. Ooh, I love Switzerland. Using 3-year triple distilled single malt sourced from the Langetun Distillery in Aarwangen, Switzerland, Seven Seals further finishes the whiskey using their patented Stockhausen method before bottling. This process, created by Dr. Dolph Stockhausen, is a process whereby the whiskey is exposed to more surface area of specially treated wood. The wood is not charred, but it is exposed to much lower temperature to efficiently bring out the wood sugars, vanillin, and other chemical compounds contained in the wood. The whiskey is non-chill filtered and has no color added. So, on the nose, I think there might have been something wrong with this one.
What is it?
I got... Rotting onion, what sulfur, and potpourri. It's Seven Seals Portwood finish, single malt whiskey, 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof. And on the nose, I got rotting onion, sulfur, potpourri. On the palate, absinthe and port. And on the finish, it was weird. What did you think, Harmeet?
Well, I can't fault you for any of those notes, actually, Justin, which is weird. But you have not described a cleaning product that has this color.
Yeah.
It's a reddish gold. I don't have any cleaning products to give you. This is like
looks like Pine Sol.
It does.
Everything is a cleaning product today.
See, Justin uses the cheaper cleaning products, and of course
Brent uses the name brand
Pine Sol.
My Pine Sol doesn't have an O on it. It's just Pine Sol.
It's the color of Pine Sol. But anyway. The nose.
Justin's comes from Kazakhstan, so I mean
yeah.
So there, like, there's a hint of peat smoke there.
It was a dollar.
It's
what do you want?
It's there, but what I got was sulfury apricot, because you know they use sulfur to preserve dried fruits, which is normal, and it's used to preserve sherry casks. But this whole process they're talking about, this Dolph Stockhausen's process, there shouldn't be any sulfur coming out, but this is kind of weird. I don't, there's something wrong with this barrel. I got, you said like onion, like rotting onion and sulfury fruit. And the palate to me was ginger and rubber bands.
Yeah.
Like freshly stretched
ginger
rubber bands
on the finish.
It should not be that way.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with this. I added water to it and it brought out bitter oak and more rubber bands. And then as this sat in the glass, I kept coming back to it because it's on the edge of being really nice, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I've not mentioned a nice tasting note, but before we get waves of caramel, you get waves of sweet candied fruit, you get waves of baking bread, you get waves of sweet like panettone, right?
Yeah.
But then it goes away and comes back to rubber bands.
Yeah. Yep.
There's something off with this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, on the nose, I do get some peaches, some apricots, and I get that with a little bit of hint of sulfur and stuff. But yeah, that rubber band note that you mentioned just keeps coming back. And the same thing with the palate. I got peach.
At least onion didn't get worse.
No, I didn't really get the onion off so much, you know, but I got peach and honey and light pepper and a little bit of gingerbread there. But you would think that all those notes that you would say like, oh, that's a great note. But then you have a rubber band note that
underneath,
just kind of
and bitter
that just kind of takes away from those pleasant notes. So, you know, it's a mixed boat for me. Not really my style, you know, but I mean, somebody's going to enjoy this.
Somebody might like it.
Yeah.
Bob, would that be somebody be you?
Not particularly. No. I mean, here's the thing. God knows we've had better and we've had worse. It definitely, I'm just thinking there was something, maybe this was, they had a bad barrel in this batch.
Yeah,
because I'm picking up on the, I pick up on the sulfur definitely, that there's a sulfurous thing, and that's where you're getting sort of that onion thing. Cause that's
hydrogen sulfide.
It's the hydrogen sulfide in the onions that make your eyes peel and all. Yeah.
Sulfuric acid in here makes your eyes burn.
Yeah. So it's, and I'm with Harm. It's like, if you try and smell through that, there's actually some
beautiful stuff.
There's some really good stuff in here. So I'm just wondering if this was a bad bottle or a bad batch, you know, because there's something like definitely different, but underneath I can
not
definitely
a good
see
different.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's you know, I mean, again, I've had far worse, you know, but judging it on its merits for what we have, you know, it's. It's two sips, so.
Well, isn't that nice?
And I think the reason that all of us are thinking that there's something wrong with this one is because we have two more from them, which are perfectly fine. So our next whiskey is from Seven Seals, and it's the Sherrywood finish, single malt whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's got a really pretty nose.
It's reddish gold.
Yeah, there's definitely a reddish tint there. But there's a nice sweetness to it. I get a little bit of the raisiny on it. There's some toffee notes in it.
Burnt toffee.
Yeah, and there's a nuttiness. I don't know if it's almonds, but there's a nuttiness on the tip of the nose. And then on the palate, there's a chocolatiness there, almost like a milk chocolate, and a little bit of Dutch cocoa, a little bit of that bitterness from the Dutch cocoa. Yeah, and perfectly fine. What'd you think, Justin?
So this kind of reminded me of what was under all the weird notes in the last one.
Yeah. Without the
peat.
Without the off-putting notes. This is the good stuff.
Like if you added peat to the underlying one from the other one, it would be like this. I got like five spice and port.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a five spice there.
And then...
on the finish.
Yeah, on the palate, I got the five spice came through. On the finish, it was... started out sweet, And now that it's been open an hour, it's more spice.
Mm-hmm.
Like the umami from a good ramen or something.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think, Bob?
Well, I'm the one who started it, so go to somebody else.
What'd you think, Brent?
Justin's been drinking.
I've been drinking alcohol. Yeah.
No,
I here's the thing. Once in a while, something comes out of the boy. The five spice is definitely there, and he's absolutely right. There is sort of an umami in there.
That, Chinese five spice, I get that
I'm getting
star anise and nutmeg and whatever the ropes they put in there stuff.
Yeah, the one thing I'm learning with this, with the Seven Seals, is that it's not my palate. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not the scotch drinker. Everybody knows that. But, you know, there's a lot of scotches I do like, but this is not one of them. That
it's not a lot. There's a few you like.
Yeah.
If you're going to come over to Brent's house hoking for Seven Seals, there isn't there.
And there's no scotches out there.
There's no Ardbeg. There's no Lafroig. There's no Lagavulin.
There might be a few hundred bottles of whiskey and not a single scotch.
Go ahead.
But yeah, this, I got some of those notes that you guys got, but and on the palate I got the dried cocoa, like a dried cocoa to it, and it just wasn't for me. I don't know how to describe it, but
it's not your palate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's fine. So you have not one scotch in your house, no Macallan, no Glen, no gifts from a neighbor.
I have a pinch.
Ah, see,
there you go.
I knew there was one.
I thought you were giving that away by now.
Yeah.
It's been there for 15 years.
Nice. It's already 15 years on the bottle before it got to you.
Well, what did you think, Arm?
This is what Justin said. This is the stuff that was underlying the previous one, the faults. You know, I get the gingerbread. I get burnt toffee. I get almonds. Lots of almonds. Not quite marzipan, like more roasted almonds. He said... five spice, and I think he's right there. Lots of chocolate on the palate, on the finish. A little bit of orange peel, which you guys didn't mention at all. Raisin and nutmeg. I got that on the finish. The water brought a drop of water or two, increased the fruit, and brought down the spice, which I liked.
If you take swirl it around, let it sit on the tongue for a minute.
There is nothing wrong with this.
And then swallow, and that's where I got that umami.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the umami on the back palate.
Umami.
Yeah. This one's solid.
We know they can make whiskey.
Yeah. It's almost unfair rating the first one because there's something
wrong with that.
There's
batch.
Something wrong.
Because
this one's solid. So we're going to be rating the Seven Seals Sherry Wood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. Well deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey from Seven Seals, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Oh, you know what? Do they mean Seven Seals like from the Revelations, the Apocalypse?
That I couldn't tell you.
The Swiss are making whiskey, the Apocalypse is nigh?
Apocalypse?
Yeah. I think the Apocalypse is nigh. Seven Seals of Swiss whiskey.
All right.
Could be it.
Take it away.
So we have Seven Seals Peated Portwood Finish Single Malt Whiskey. It's a 46% ABV, 92 proof.
So it's malt whiskey and peated. So, yeah.
And
so
like you know.
It's
you know,
nothing for Brent.
You know. Every one of these whiskeys is 46% ABV. 92 proof is a good sweet spot. You don't have to chill filter. It's perfect.
Well, we'll be back. I'll tell you about this after the break.
Hey, and Brent's going to tell us about our last whiskey from Seven Seals. So tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the Seven Seals Peated Portwood Finished Single Malt Whiskey, 46% ABV, 92 proof. On the nose, the color's like a little darker straw color. So like a little bit of reddishness to it.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose, I get a light peated smoke on the whole nose. It just kind of... And a little bat, little. If you go underneath there, you get some, you know, that five spice that he mentioned, you know, in the other one that I didn't get in the other one, but I got it on this one, and a little bit of honey. But you have to kind of fight through that. And then on the palate, I tried it again. It's, the best way I can...
It's malt whiskey and there's peat. We know it's not for you.
Yeah, best way I can describe it is like licking a flat tire after you're getting, you know, after driving on the highway and you get, and you you get your flat tire and you just like lick that. And so
is there a video? There's a
yeah. Now the smell of rubber, burnt rubber, or burning or hot rubber, but is it's very not different from this.
But it's not like overpowering. You know, it's like super overpowering, Pete. It's just it's like just on that edge where it's not for me.
Harm, let's have Harm.
All right.
Point, it's counterpoint.
A beautiful red gold. The peat smoke is there. It's a woody. It's a woody peat. It's not an iodine-y peat. I got dried peaches, like you said, pears and raisins. The five spice is spot on. The palate's oily. It's a sweet peat, and the finish is long. I enjoyed it. The water brought out more spice, and the palate was, you know, all right. It just wasn't great, but it was good. Justin?
It was a fruit cake. And then the sap from a burning Christmas tree in the fire pit. What'd you think, Bob?
I thought this was the best of well, the two that we know that are okay. I mean, I'm with Harm. I thought this one was perfectly fine. I think it's got a nice smoke to it. It's not and overpowering.
I could not tell it wasn't from Scotland.
No, yeah. No, absolutely not.
You brought me this and said it was Scotch. I thought it was Scotch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. Oh, we're going to rate the Seven Seals peated portwood finish. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Oh, thank you, Bob. And, I'm the Indian guy talking about Indian whiskey.
And we didn't pick him because of it. He just was the next guy
It was random, but Indian whiskey. So Sangam World Malt Whiskey, 43% ABV, or 86 proof. The Rampur Distillery was established in 1943 in the northern part of India in the foothills of the Himalayas, which is all BS because it's not that far north. But anyway, they have four sons. They've made a bunch of different whiskeys, and I'm going to edit all this because Bob wrote way too much. And they've been making whiskey and aging malt for 25 years, and they're finally ready to release their own Indian whiskey single malt. So in 2016, they released a Rampur brand in Indian whiskeys in Las Vegas.
Which we've done on the show and is excellent.
Very good. Not yet, but I need it. The newest brand from Rampur is their Sangam World Malt Whiskey. Sangam derives from the Hindi word meaning confluence, the merging of two rivers. So this is bigger than their parts, where there will be synergy, but this means confluence. So Sangam World Malt combines Indian single malt variety with different malt whiskeys sourced from all over Europe, the New World, and the New World, which have been combined in by the master blender, Anup Bhattik. So Anup did a really great job. This is an old gold on the nose and on the eye, and the nose is all about tropical fruit. I mean, I'm getting honey and flowers and caramel, Jolly Rancher, apple, pears, a little bit of rose petal comes back in the middle. I got white flowers at first, vanilla, nutmeg, a whisper of peat. Like if you take your nose farther away from the glass, then you get the peat. It's crazy. This I could smell this whiskey forever.
Huge nose.
Brent, what do you think? This is amazing, right? Some,
no, the nose was go on and on and on about the nose because I don't know that there's a Scotch out there, a whiskey out there like this that has a nose like this.
There's a couple, but they're so far and few between.
Yeah.
And the palate, it's creamy and fruity. The peat is so delicate. There's a hint. Brent said there was a hint of salt, which I didn't get until I added the water.
Don't add water to this one.
No?
No.
All right.
This one's do not add water.
This is one of the weird categories. In India, they'd add a lot of water. So that's what I did. A hint of water made it too salty. A lot of water, like let's say you did a highball, made it perfectly a balance of fruit and salt.
This would be the bomb in a highball.
So I loved it.
I myself prefer just to drink it right out of the bottle as to doing it with a highball, but that's just me. But yeah, the nose on this thing is off the chain. I mean,
I smell it all day long.
It's like a bowl of tropical fruit. I mean, you can't name all the fruit that you get in this, and it's just right in your face. I mean, it's just huge. And I'm with Harm. This is one of those I could just smell. I don't even have to drink, but
never have to drink this one.
Oh, you have to drink it still. It tastes amazing.
You don't have to.
But it's got this beautiful creaminess
to it. It's good.
It coats the tongue. It's very creamy. The tropical fruit comes forward, and without water, that just slight hint of saltiness just offsets the sweetness of the fruit just perfectly. It's like, it's a southern thing, putting a little salt on your watermelon.
It's an Indian thing, salt and pepper.
Yeah, and There's a little bit of oak. There's a little bit of vanilla in this. This is, I expect to know less from the guys who make rum pour. We've had several of theirs on the show over the years. I think we were one of the first radio shows to actually do them. And everything we've got from so far has been fantastic, and this is just as good. So,
and he has pulled out some great single malts.
Yeah, this is, see, now this is one that I could drink versus the other three I just had that I wouldn't. So I would drink this one in the house. I would smell it all day is what I really would do.
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
So I got vanilla, dried prunes, fresh mown grass, and those little adobe pinon bricks that when you burn, they're done, the pinon wood shavings.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is that what the PDF is in PDF?
Pinon? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You said adobe.
And then on the palate, I got
not
like
that bright.
A basket of fruits, pepper, honey, slight whisper of peat. The end, it's just really sweet and mild. It starts off amazing on the nose. It's good on the palate. And then it's kind of a whisper finish. But I enjoyed it. I
freaking love it.
Well, we're going to be giving the Sangam, well, not giving
Sangam.
They earned it. The Sangam World Malt Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
It deserves higher. You guys are all racist.
I was with you on higher, but you know,
they whooped them Sangam style.
It's
we've got some non.
It's an average,
here.
So
well, right. I drink scotch.
I will cut
so
you.
Justin, tell us
I
about
scotch from you.
Tell us about our next whiskey, Justin.
So our next whiskey is Kavalan Vinho Barrique.
Vino,
an unholy alliance.
I am very aroused.
And it's from barrel, really long number, 59.4 alcohol by volume, or 118.8 proof.
So this is a single barrel called Unholy Alliance that has a barrel number. You didn't give the number. That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really long. Kavalan Soloist Vino Barrique is aged in American oak red and white wine casks that have been processed using the STR process.
Well, what's the STR process?
The STR process was developed by the late Dr. Jim Swan for Kavalan in 2006. The used wine barrels are shaved, toasted, and recharred, which removes the acidity typically associated with wine cask maturation. For 2023, Kavalan only released 12 single cask strength barrels of Vino Barrique in the U.S. for 2023. This particular barrel, called an Unholy Alliance, was a 7-year-old barrel that was released in Massachusetts. So the color was a nice, rich brown.
It's mahogany, baby.
Mahogany, sure.
Dark like your soul.
Dark like your soul.
Yeah.
On the nose, I got vanilla, then a note of cab, a note of Chardonnay. On the palate, it was powerful, vibrant, fruity, woody. On the finish, it was sweet. It fades off to an amazing wood. What did you think, Harmeet?
For I didn't get the Chardonnay as much as for the Cabernet notes. I got cassis and chocolate. I got honey, roasted nuts, raisins, cinnamon, and cedar. And I did mention butter, so that could be your Chardonnay note there at the end. There wasn't any like tropical fruit or mango or like citrus that much there for me, but more red wine notes for me came out. The palate was a little bit astringent with heavy tannin, with great grip and intense flavor. I added water, and then the water brought out even more of the spice. The astringency went down. The fruit came up. It's super complex, long finish with dark chocolate. I freaking love this whiskey too.
Yeah, this is like a great wine meets a great whiskey, and they work so well together that they're just, it's like, am I drinking a wine that's a whiskey or a whiskey that's a wine that, and the heat on it, it's 118, but it really comes through.
Oh, I couldn't even tell it was 118. Not at all.
You couldn't. I mean, it's just, I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, this is one that if somebody made me drink it, I would. Like I am, you know, so.
If somebody bought him a bottle.
You know, so, Bob.
I'm sitting here drinking it, and I'm just having flashbacks to that trip that I made to Kavalan.
Taiwan. Yeah.
It's just, oh God. It's just, it's everything that Jim Swan created in one glass. The color on this, honestly, you could just look at it and be happy I mean, the it's color dark. On this.
I mean,
just,
the bottle, it's that's the darkest thing we got in
dark,
this room.
But if there's a ruby on the edge of it, it's just, it's so pretty.
Yep.
The nose darker. On it.
It's darker than arm. Yeah.
It's one of these, it's one of those whiskeys where it's just like, I don't even need to drink it. I'm going to, but I don't need to. This one, I just need to smell. The and, nose know,
it
on
is
it
darker
is,
than my no, skin. Yeah.
I did the color test.
Huge.
The I mean, I think the nose on the previous one was bigger, but this is a nice nose.
It's just, it's so well done.
I like the Sungum nose better, but this is, they're both fantastic.
Well, different.
Completely different. They're completely different than each other. So,
And because we have a good relationship with the folks at Kavalon, we've been lucky to have tasted quite a few.
A good relationship would mean they'd fly me there too, not just you.
No, they met
you. We have an okay relationship.
They met you. That's why you're not there. But I've had probably at least half a dozen different releases of Vino Barrique.
I freaking love Vino Barrique.
And this is one of the best I think I've ever had.
Years ago, it was world's best whiskey.
Oh. Yeah, well, this was the original Vino Barrique was the one that put them on the map.
Yeah.
That's the one in 2017. 16? I think it was 16 or 17.
16, I believe.
Let's see.
It doesn't matter. Come on, we got another whiskey to go
after
this.
That's the one that made them. That was World Whiskey of the
2015,
Year. But this one is just
World Whiskey of the Year.
This one is just off the chain amazing. So what more can you say? The Kavalon, Vino Barrique, an Unholy Alliance. Well deserved 5-6.
Oh my goodness!
Yes. Probably have to go to Massachusetts to get this.
And it's
unless you're us.
It's 5 sips because I don't have 6 on the soundboard. So
it's only a good thing that came out of Massachusetts this year.
Well, we're going to go to our last whiskey now, which is from Lagavulin. So Lagavulin is an old distillery. They can trace their roots back to 1816. Fantastic whiskey. We've done quite a few of them on and off over the shows. But this is the Lagavulin 16-year single
their
malt.
Their flagship. This is what they make the most
Absolutely, their flagship. So 43% ABV, 86 proof. It's got a dark tan to it. A little bit off of straw.
It's hints of red in this.
Yeah, there's a redness to the edge, absolutely. It's just got that lovely, soft, rolling peat on the nose. And black cherries and seaweed and some dark toffee. It's like going to Lagavulin, sitting on the dock behind Lagavulin, watching the waves roll in and the spray hitting your shoes as you're sitting there and just drinking it. I mean, that's
smelling a wood fire on the beach and there's seaweed and you can smell that brininess.
God,
I get a hint of orange peel, but you didn't mention.
I've got to go back to Iowa. Just need to go back to Iowa, please. Oh,
eat some sea urchins fresh out of the water.
Oh yeah, that was the best. I mean, I love a Lagavulin anyway, but this is just, it's a standard. This is one that no matter what mood I'm in, if I grab this one, I know I'm always going
to
be happy.
This and Talisker are my go-to for having with sushi. If you want a single malt with sushi and you're not doing Japanese whiskey, it's Lagavulin and Talisker for me.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. This was sushi with uni, really good. The smokiness and the saltiness plays off of the fish. Very
fantastic. Well. That it would.
So let's ask Brent. What did you
think,
Brent?
Good thing you asked me. So it's all smoke unless you add a little bit of water, and then you get that cherries and that salt that comes out of it. But it's a light smoke. So
you know what? Well, I remember you tasted this whiskey years ago, maybe 5 years ago. This was, you couldn't come near it.
He was on the floor, curled up, crying.
Yeah, he was crying.
It needs water, and he gets the cherries and salt, but, I mean, it's still not my palate.
One of these days, man.
And you know what? And this is going to be something that you have to like that peaty smoke that somebody's burning the side of the road, and you're going to go sit there and sniff it.
And this is the peat. This is different from the peat we had earlier. The other peat we had more space on woody. This is that iodine-y medicinal peat.
Exactly. Sea spray, iodine, use Band-Aids, the typical
This
Iowa
one is
peat.
Light.
Not too much Band-Aid.
It's light, but it's like a normal person is not going to like this
That's not true. We are normal people.
No, you guys are not normal. You're not normal. Normal people are not going to like this. They're not going to like that.
Oh, like he is?
Well, I'm more normal than you guys.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But you have to want and that smoky, that peaty, that burnt side of the road. You have to want that. I don't know why you want that.
He's one step from being Jack Nicholson going, I want to watch the damn World Series. Yeah, okay.
Justin, you got anything to add to this? We're closing up.
I agree with Bob and Harm.
Well, we're going to rate, in spite of you, we're going to rate the Lagavulin 16-year-old single malt whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's a 5-sipper, Bob, and you know it.
I know it, but I've got to adjust for the other two. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
You know, I did have pleasure down here drinking this scotch, whether people believe it or not.
Hey, if you didn't like Kavalan, there's something wrong with you. Thank you, Arm.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for introducing me to new Indian whiskey I've never had before. And, you know, anytime there's Lagavulin, I'm there.
And thank you, Justin.
Thanks for letting me bust it out, good old boy Justin style.
There you go. Yeah, well, we couldn't stop you.
That's the problem.
Other than Lagavulin, all new stuff today. So great. So, well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap it in. The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.